This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi.
Ew, Mom, what is wrong with you? Ew, Mom.
Sorry about that. Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We seem to have some technical difficulties as we start, but regardless, it's going to be an amazing show. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have my special guest, Deanna Dupree. She's going to talk about how she transforms the lives of women through style, fashion, and mindfulness. She's based in Southern California, and Deanna is the trend-setting personal shopper and wardrobe stylist, helping influential entrepreneurs to step out and get noticed with their wardrobe choices. Deanna strongly believes her styling gifts are divinely inspired, which is the name of her highly anticipated clothing line. She taps into her clients' more profound needs, making her service an experience instead of a shopping trip. Welcome to the show, Deanna. So glad to have you
here
today. Thank
you so much, Mari. Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, I'm just delighted to have you. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you do today.
Well, I'll make it short. I became a personal shopper, wardrobe stylist by way of being a branding and digital marketing specialist about 6 years ago. In social media, I was helping a client who owned a boutique. I was there almost every day helping her build her presence online, and I just became so fascinated and just excited around the clothes, and I couldn't understand what was happening to me. And, you know, by way of just, you know, divine intervention, she ended up asking me to, you know, be in the store more often, and she would teach me and train me, and she saw a spark in me, and I was, a stylist within, you know, 2 months. You know, fast forward
wow.
six years I've been as a stylist, and last winter I took on a client who is a major coach here in Los Angeles, and our work together, she was just transformed from the inside out. And she's like, Deanna, you know, this is way more than just clothing. You know, I am truly transformed. I want to help you, you know, help more women. And she and I began the coaching process. And 6 months later, I'm now a personal coach and specializing in confidence and a style strategist. And now I can work with women a little bit deeper than just dressing them, make them look pretty. But now I want them to feel pretty and to know that they are, and really, really, you know, soak in, you know, what's happening internally. So,
wow,
long
story.
What a great story.
I love the part about that you had this client and you helped her in her story, because it just sounds also, you know, it wasn't like you planned to do this. You didn't have this master plan, but. But the divine
right.
knew the plan he had for you and put you right in the perfect place where you could be trained to do
absolutely.
This. And,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, you just never know. You know, I knew, you know, this woman, you know, she's a powerhouse. And, of course, everyone who comes to me or I come to them, they want to present themselves, you know, powerful and polished
mm-hmm.
and in control and all that. But they're all there's always some type of fear. Oh, I can't wear stripes. Oh, I can't wear polka dots. Nope, that's not my color. And so
mm-hmm.
all of that is negative self-talk. And so when we began to do the work, she actually, you know, trusted me to just try this on. And she started to see her body the way I saw it, you know, this beautiful piece of work. And I'm like, look at you, you know. And she's like, oh, my God, how did you do that? And it's like, I don't know. You know, but I tell my clients, every piece that I touch is divinely inspired. I know God says that's her. She's going to love that. And so when I bring each piece, you know, when they fall in love, I'm like, I knew it. You know, it's like a love tap from God, like I told you,
aww.
You know. And so it's just, it's so beautiful. So I'm just so happy that just that one project took me into another dimension in my life. And now I'm now coaching women through, you know, confidence and limiting beliefs and
mm-hmm.
their closet. It's so much more happening than just a closet purge.
Absolutely. I mean, how we dress changes how we feel. You know, we either feel good in a certain outfit or we don't feel good and we still wear it. You know, we're like, okay, I bought that, I'm going to wear it, even though every time I wear it, I feel terrible about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. I did that for such a long time. And so I just love what you do, and I love the way your story started. So why are you so passionate? I can just hear the passion you about inspiring others, to, you know, women to just step out into who they really are.
Sure. I'm passionate because I've seen in my own life and lives of others total transformation. I've seen what happens, the results of when you walk into a command room, you know, when you look and feel powerful and polished. You know, I've seen in my own life, you know, my clientele has changed, the friends I attract, the men I attract, you know, just the energy that comes to me now is of a higher vibration, because I'm now walking into this divine space. Like, you know, I'm owning it. I'm commanding my space. You know, I'm unleashing my divine feminine. And it really has transformed my life and the lives of my clients. So I know for sure when you dress as if you're already the woman that you wish to become and you're owning that, she comes so much faster. And everything that she in your mind can attract and exude comes to you right away. And that's why I know for sure, you know, yes, dressing and styling is important, but it has to come from within first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. Yeah, and you're just on this in the beginning where you said there's many women who want to present a powerful picture of themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
The perfect
mm-hmm.
makeup, the perfect hair, the perfect clothing, but they're not feeling it inside. And there's a whole different vibration
exactly.
that comes with that. Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what role authenticity plays in all of this.
Well, just, you know, to piggyback on what you just said, they may look all polished, but they're feeling yucky on the inside. That means you're a fraud and you're walking around fraudulent, right?
Yeah.
And when you have that fraudulent energy, some people would say something about her, I'm just not feeling, right? Because you're not walking in your authentic self. So it's so important to not just dress impeccably, but live impeccably and, you know, really, really know that what you're on this planet to do is divinely guided, and that the outfit you're wearing, the makeup you have on, your lips, hair, everything else, you're totally in place for who you are becoming and what you want to attract. When you can own that, then you can really unleash your true authentic self out to the world.
Nice. I love how you're saying that. Beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about what a first step is for a woman who's ready to step into who she really is.
You know, the first step, honestly, Mari, is just acknowledgement. Acknowledging that change and transformation is needed. Acknowledging that you truly are a powerhouse. Acknowledging that a little bit of help is needed. You know, we can't do it on our own. There's always something for us to learn. And when the student is ready, the teacher always appears. And so if you just simply acknowledge, I know that I'm ready to walk into my full, divine, powerful self. When you know that, it all comes to you. You'll find me. You'll find, you know, all the things that you need, all the resources will show up in your life, but you must acknowledge that a change and transformation is necessary to get to the next level in your life.
Okay. So
and then, of course, you'll call me and then we'll have fun.
Yeah, for sure. And so it's coming to the realization that you do have a problem or that things are not the way they could be. And why do you think we as women have so much trouble sometimes even acknowledging or realizing there is a problem or admitting? I think it's more admitting there's a problem than realizing it, right? Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, we as women, you know, we have this, this syndrome where we have to be perfect and right at all time. I'm a perfect mom, perfect wife, everything's perfect, everything's happy, I'm perfect, right? And when we actually speak to the truth of that, we are far from perfect. You know, there's so much, you know, work. We are truly works in progress. But if we were to dare tell someone, I'm failing, I'm not, you know, 100%, you know, what we don't understand is that once we actually speak, you know how the Bible says, like, you know, speak your sins to your neighbor. But you have to really speak your truth that I need help. And once that happens, you will free yourself from so much turmoil and just inner doubt, like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong is that you're not speaking your truth. So you have to be okay with acknowledging I'm ready to learn more, to be better, to be greater in my life. There's things in my life I'm not really mastering or owning.
Right.
And we as women just have a problem saying I'm wrong or I need help. Because people
We want to be perfect. I mean, I always wanted to be perfect, and I was a perfectionist, which I thought was a great trait. Later to find out that's not really a great trait. It really drags you down. But, you know, there are symptoms of that. And in my life, the symptom of trying to be perfect and give out this perfect picture, right, for everybody to see, was that I was so unhappy. What are other signals you think a woman has? What other signs in her life that things aren't as perfect as she tries to make them appear?
Well, you know, it's even when we look at ourselves in the mirror and you just go, ugh, that's a huge sign. Something is not connecting when you don't even like to look at yourself, or you don't look at yourself and just be rightly and just in complete gratitude to God for your body, your skin, your hair. When you go, ugh, and you ignore mirrors and don't want to get dressed and you're wearing them these gray, mundane, you know, painful colors, something is definitely wrong. Just watch the behavior. I always teach my clients about masculine and feminine energy, right? And the masculine energy is the go, 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 always doing, always moving. And that's masculine, right? And the female, the feminine, she just be, right? She's the queen. She just relaxes. She just sits on her throne. And when you realize, I haven't sat down, I haven't relaxed, that's how you know there's definitely a need for transformational energy, because you're operating in the wrong or too much. There's an imbalance somewhere. So we got to step back and just see, you know, have I, you know, gone to the spa lately? Have I gotten my nails done? Have I just woo-sawed for the day, right? And
right.
If you're constantly always running and moving, you know, you're operating in masculine energy. So that's one of the signs I always show my clients, like, you know, how creative are you? You know, how much are you in igniting passion in your days, in your everyday life? You know, it's not, you know, passionate sex, passion is sensuality. You know, how much are you in love with your day? And if it's, you know, if it's once a month or once a year, then we have some work to do.
Yeah, for sure. I love the point about the masculine energy. I was very much in that. You know, I grew up in New York City, of course, one of the fastest cities in the world. And the way you get go up the scale there is to just go. And I thought I had to be just like a man because, of course, back in the 70s and 80s when I started working, women weren't even really looked at. You were the secretary. So I learned that, but I had to let that go, like you say, because it's a driving energy and it doesn't feel good.
Right.
Yeah, trying to do that. So I'd love to talk a little bit about the fact that you say your styling gifts are divinely inspired. I absolutely love that. Very few people will say that about what they do. So let's touch on that for yourself and then for others.
So divinely inspired, you know, do you remember the book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren? So that book changed my life. And I think it was like day 3 of the journal. He's like, you know, what would you do for free? What do you do that you feel lost in, right? And I was so ashamed to say it out loud, but it was shopping and party, right? And I was like, this can't be right, but that's my authentic answer. And, you know, when I started to really go to church, I'm like, God, this cannot be it. Like, this is so shallow. Like, who does this, you know? And then my mother, I told my mom what I was going through, and she said, do you think Oprah dresses herself? And I was like, oh, you're right.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
And it never connected to me that these people don't go shopping for themselves, you know? And at that moment, I felt my entire body. I mean, chills. I felt the beam of light just all over my body.
Wow.
And I knew at that moment there was a true thing called divine energy. And I take that energy into my everyday life. Every time I shop, I pray over my clothes before I take it to my clients. I make sure, you know, I ask God, is this the right shirt? Is this the right pants? Because I know that they're trusting me to help them transform their lives, their brand, their image, you know? And so you must connect. There's no way to do any work in this world without being divinely inspired. Yeah. What we're doing on this planet, we were born to do. You were only born to do this one thing. I was only born to do this. I'm not just a stylist, you know? So there's millions of stylists, right? But it's like they're coming to me for a certain type of energy, and that is the divine inspired energy. So I teach my clients that, you know, no matter what is happening or what you're wearing, it is a divine moment between you and God where he says, you know, this is what I put you on this planet to do. These are the people, the resources that you're going to need to get to the next level. So everything I do, every client, I know for sure they came by way of divine presence, and they didn't just find me by happenstance. Every client, every call, I know they were sent, right? I don't even go through the qualification. I already know. I didn't market myself, so how did you find me? So I know that they were divinely guided to find me, and I was there to find them. And that's how I operate my business.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break, and if you'd like to call in and ask Deanna a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and then we'll come back and talk about you being divinely inspired. We'll be right back.
Ew, Mom, what is wrong with my hair?
Oh, honey, you have lice.
Lice?
That's rather painful.
I know. Let's try Grace's Niflix.
Hey, what's that nice smell?
Wow, they're gone.
Grace's Niflix not only gets rid of lice, but also prevents it. It's a safe, plant-based product that can be used every day for healthy hair. Grace's Niflix.com.
Use Niflix to protect you.
Have you noticed that when you are having a good day, the day seems to flow with more ease? That is no mistake. When we feel good about ourselves, we attract this to us. I'm Joy Truscott, and as a clinical therapist, I specialize in releasing trauma blocks and shifting age-old family patterns that no longer serve us. Hop onto my website, joytruscott.com, to access many free resources and find out how we can work together.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to michellearhana.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at michelle_r_hanna.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Deanna Dupree. We've been talking about how she transforms the life of women through style, fashion, and mindfulness. So let's talk a little bit. We shared about how you were divinely inspired. You know, I love the part about when you were young, you said, I love to shop. I love stores. Mm-hmm. I love clothes. Mm-hmm. How could that possibly be a career, you know, or how can I help people with these kind of gifts? So I just love your story. Let's talk a little bit about how we all can be divinely inspired.
Sure.
Career-wise,
I think, you know, one way is when you feel like you've actually hit rock bottom. That's how I found it.
Mm.
I just thought that there was nothing. I'm like, I'm lost. There's, you know, when you're there, all you can do is look up. Right? And then when you look up, God, I need help. That's when all the divine inspirations really, you know, comes in. Not only, you know, when I was down, but also when I just didn't have, you know, all the right resources in place to build my business or, you know, to get things that I needed. You know, I had to seek out the divine for everything because literally God is your source. He's my source.
Yes.
And so when I stopped putting my faith and my beliefs and my needs into people and things and really realize, you know, that I only have one source for abundance, prosperity, for love, all that stuff, it all started to come together. And so I think when people, I would always coach someone to always look within, because everything that we need, we already have it. God already gave it to us. All the wisdom, you know, all the power, you know, all the love, it's already there. But you must, what, like I always say, you must acknowledge first that there is divine energy within, and then there's a divine presence and guidance, and all just ready for you to acknowledge it and say, I'm ready, take me. And once that happens, your entire life will change. I've seen it dozens of times.
Yeah, I've seen it too. So share a little bit about how you were able to make that transition from, you know, trusting in things or in people into truly trusting in the divine, because I think the listeners need to hear that.
You know, for me, Mari, it was simply a choice. It wasn't a full process. I was like, you know what? I'm done with that. I'm done with that life over there where there's hurt and disappointment and the unknown and doubt and fear. At this moment forward, I'm trusting, I'm putting it all in God. Even when I'm like, you know, completely like, okay, so God, are you really going to do this? Do you have time? You know, it's almost 12 o'clock. I need you to hurry up, you know? But I, you know, that's yeah. what, you know, like there's those moments, but that's when you build a close relationship with him, right? And you, your faith increases. You're like, okay, you know what? You did not put me here on this planet to fail. So I have to believe that. I'm not here to lose. I'm here to win. I'm here to prosper. I'm here to win souls, transform lives. So whatever you're doing, I have to totally trust that. It's simply a choice. You just do it. You just say it. There is no procrastination. There is no excuses. There is no thinking about it. You just make a choice. Am I going to walk left or right? Am I going to stay where I am, where there's all this negative, dark energy, where I'm just always lost, always upset, always in fear, always angry? Or am I going to walk in a space where it leaves me with complete peace beyond understanding? And when you make that choice and you do a little woosah breath and it's like, okay, I'm done. I want to just put it all over there in God's hands. God is here as a God to handle all my burdens, all my fears. I can't do it on my own. And it's literally just a choice. And I think that's how we become divinely guided, because once I think the universe receives your release of the rain, then they say, okay, here we go. Now she's ready. Now we can move forward and really, really blow her mind. But it has to be a choice.
I love that so much. And you know why? Because you use the word choice. I've really never heard anybody say that when it comes to spirituality or trusting God. But the fact that it's a choice means that it's in your hands to choose, right? You can choose, like you say, to stay in the defeat feelings, whatever, depression, having no money, whatever, having no friends, but a choice. And we all make a million choices every day, but what a beautiful choice. And so what happened when you made that choice? What was the first thing that happened? Let's go, that you can remember, that told you I'm on the right path.
The first thing that happened is my sister, my baby sister, she called me and told me that she was pregnant. And she's, you know, I was living in Atlanta at the time. And, you know, of course, you know, she's my baby sister, you know, she was scared. And so I came to visit and I was here, you know, for my nephew's birth and all that. And then 2 years later, a year later, he was diagnosed with autism. And that was my first aha, you need to get back to California. And I'd always known, you know, this whole life of, you know, luxury and opulence and fashion was definitely here or New York. So I was definitely like, where do I go next? So when she called with that news, I knew it was to come back to California.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my journey.
Yeah, very, very nice. So what do you think, Deanna, is the main message you want to bring to the public?
So many messages I wanted to bring. My main message, I guess I want people, women especially, to receive today is the body you have today deserves to be dressed impeccably. It deserves to be loved. It deserves to be honored. It deserves the finest linens. Don't let your current weight, whatever that looks like, deter you from really, really, really presenting yourself powerfully polished to the world.
Wow.
A lot of so many people just stop and, oh, I've gained weight, I'm not going to do it. No, that's not how you are to do this.
Wow. That is really very few words, but so powerful, so touching. Because, you know, what we do and what I always did, gain a few pounds, you can't fit into that outfit anymore. So you leave
right.
it in your closet and you kind of like punish yourself, right? Well, I'm not buying anything nice in this size, right?
Right.
No,
I don't deserve it.
To wear anything nice because I'm too fat. I love those words. Those are wise. And I hope that you listener out there are listening to this and taking it deep in your heart, because you are worthy of just being so beautiful, because it comes from the inside out, but the outside will show as well. Wow.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you, your website, et cetera, how people can get a hold of you.
Well, it's so funny. I actually do enjoy phone calls. And today is like, email me and go to my website. But I really am like, I'm looking forward to people hearing your voice or getting a text from you. So please call or text me at 323-400-5621. Yes, there is a website, but I would love to hear your voice. The website is simply my name, DeannaDupree.com, DeannaDupree.com. Or you can go to my coaching site, which is about.me/coachDeanna.
Fantastic. And you can also find Deanna on my website, lifecoachmari.com.
Yes.
That's lifecoachmari.com. Go to the radio show page. She's there with her picture and with a link to both her websites. Fantastic. So is there one last message, one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener that's on your heart right now? We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. One last thing I'd like to say. You are worthy of lavish abundance. Just take that in. Whatever that looks like to you. A lot of people find me, oh, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. You can afford it. You have what you say. You are what you say. Watch your words. Speak as if it's already done. Speak as if you're already living in that life. I am rich. I am abundant. I am powerful. I am prosperous. I am a millionaire. You have what you say.
Wow. Again, short little words, but extremely powerful. How were you able to step into believing? Because it's in the believing. You could say this all day.
Sure.
How were you able to step into that believing, Deanna, for yourself?
Through my own personal journey of, getting, my own life coaches and getting myself back into a spiritual relationship with God. And I realized that we're all meant to do good and to be prosperous in order to help someone else. It was like an aha moment. I'm like, oh, well, we're meant to be prosperous in order to help our fellow man. So life in lack is not God's plan for me. This is my choice. Something I'm doing is wrong. So when I realized that, it changed everything. Like, oh, I'm meant to live an abundant life. Got it. And if I'm not living an abundant life, I'm not helping someone else, which means I'm not offering it in God's will. So I connected all of that to, living out God's purpose for me.
Fantastic. How beautiful. I just love all the things you've shared today and all the things you said today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I encourage you to check out Deanna, go to her website, call her. She gave out her number. Give out your number one more time before we close.
Okay. It is 323-400-5621. Or,
fantastic.
Of course, Instagram, Deanna Dupree, but I would love to just hear your voice. I get a text from you, and we'll connect.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for listening in to us today, and make sure you spread this around. The replay will be on just in a few moments later. Spread it to all your friends.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch us with the next episode. Have a great day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California. We'll be right back.